Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Archtop Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, my name's David.
Hi, David. How are you?
I'm all right. How you doing?
Doing all right. What can I help you with today?
Good. So I've been kind of getting the emails and everything, moving to Kingston, and I just want to check if the fiber is available yet at the address.
Sure, I'd be more than happy to help you with that. Okay, and what is your service address, please?
The 155 O'Neill Street, O-N, I-E-L-E, I guess. 12401.
Perfect. All right, and just bear with me. All right, so 155 O'Neill. Yes, so we are able to service you.
Perfect. Well then, can I sign up here or do I have to do it online?
No, you can sign up with me. I'd be more than happy to walk you through it. I will be asking you some information, and at one point, I will be asking if you'd like to go through the credit check to avoid the $50 deposit, at which point I'll need your social. But until then, let's go ahead and get started.
Okay.
All right. Do you know which package you were interested in? Was
Just
it the one
the
gig?
one gig. Yeah, the one gig
Okay.
is fine.
All right.
Internet, no telephone or TV or anything.
Okay. We don't offer TV services either, though.
Okay,
I
good.
do apologize. Okay. And approximately how large is your home, if you don't mind me asking?
That's a good question. Two floors, but it's not very big. Yeah, maybe 1,200 square feet.
Okay, no worries. The reason I ask is because we do offer Wi-Fi extenders for $7.99 a month for those hard-to-reach areas of the house. Anything over 2,500 square feet, we definitely recommend 2 to 3 extenders. If it's like 1,200, that's about the same size as my house. You wouldn't really need one.
Yeah, I
If you
think it's gonna
do,
be fine. If not, we'll get more. We'll get some later.
yeah, exactly. That's what exactly I was going to say. If you do feel that you do need at least one extender, you can always order one through us. Give us a call anytime. You might even be able to order it online. So we'll be more than happy to help you at that point. Okay, and you said no phone service, correct?
No problem.
Do you rent or own the property?
It's owned.
Okay. And how are your current utility wires feeding your home, such as Central Hudson, your current, I don't know if you have Spectrum or whoever your current cable company
Good
is?
question. So I may or may not have the right answer to these questions because we have not quite moved in yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I think that the power is Central Hudson, but there is no internet service there right now.
No, so what my question was is how are they currently feeding your home? Are they through the air or under the ground, or are you not sure?
Okay, I'm not sure. So I can tell you that there's a guy that's been doing a little work there and did have the city come out and mark, what they need to mark in case you had to dig something.
Okay.
So if it is underground, it's marked.
Great.
But
Perfect.
there are poles out front. I'm not sure, but it is marked.
I will also put that in as a note towards the end, that if anything is buried, it is marked.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that's a big I don't know to that question, though.
No worries, no worries. Especially when it's moving into a new home, you don't know the full extent of everything, and that's completely understandable. Is your billing address going to be different than your service address?
No, it'll
Okay.
be the same.
All right. And David, what is your last name, please?
Norris. Although I will tell you that the account will be under my partner's name. Should we go with her info?
Up to you.
I mean, I guess we could just do it under her name because it'll be her credit card and everything. So we'll keep it easy that way, I guess.
Okay, and what is her name then, please?
Her first name is Stephanie, Stephanie, Stephanie. 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 And the last name is Moo Young, which is MOO-YOUNG.
Perfect. And what is the best email address that you would like on the account so that you guys can access the online portal?
You know, that in that case, it should probably be mine because I'll probably be doing it. So it's a little strange, but it's the letters dvncrk@gmail.com.
Okay, so that's D as in David, V as in Victor, N as in Nancy, P as in Patrick?
Nope. C as in cat.
Oh, C as in cat. Okay. R as in Robert, K as in kite.
Yes.
Okay. At Gmail?
At Gmail.
Okay, just wanted to make sure I had that correctly spelled.
Yeah. It was a dumb thing I started years and years ago, and now I'm stuck with it.
I mean, I got to give it to you. I mean, I've had my Hotmail email address for, oh gosh, it's been since like 1999.
Yeah, so this dumb thing started off probably then. There was a Yahoo, and then I just changed it to Gmail to be easy. And it's just, at this point, I'm not even going to update it.
Yeah, I have two primaries. I've got a Gmail and then I've got my Hotmail one. My Hotmail though is mostly for all the spam and junk.
Exactly what I do. Exactly how I have it set up.
Okay, and what is the best phone number that you would prefer on the account, please?
Let's do 917-886-0470.
Okay, and would you like a secondary number on the account?
Sure. It'll be 321-217-4310.
Perfect. All right. And how might we contact you? Did you want us to provide you phone calls, emails, or text?
I mean, during the install or just generally?
In general, I mean,
email would probably be the easiest, but I mean, if it's an urgent thing, phone is fine.
Okay. All right. And then, so you don't want to opt in for text, correct?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. And then, so for phone, do you agree to receive phone calls which may be automated and or pre-recorded from Archtop and its agents or vendors at the phone number that you provided? You may revoke this consent at any time. Consent is not a condition of purchase.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do consent.
I do appreciate that. And then for emails, just so you are aware, we may send some marketing and information on discounts and special offers via email. You can unsubscribe at any time by contacting our office or clicking unsubscribe at the bottom of the emails. Do you agree to receive those?
Sure.
Okay. All right. And so as part of our process, this is the part that I kind of briefly touched on about regarding the credit check. It's a soft inquiry, not a hard inquiry, so it does not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you are required to pay a minimal deposit prior to installation. If you want to bypass it, you can, but doing so would automatically require that $50 deposit. Are you willing to go through with the credit check?
Give me 1 second. I'm going to get her. I'm assuming you're going to want Social Security number.
Probably, yes.
Let me get her number for you right now. One second. Sorry.
No worries.
Hey, you're not Stephanie. I don't know. I need her.
Hello?
Is she back there? Can I have your social in case you need it to sign up for this? Oh, just in case. All right.
Okay.
Got it. Ready to go.
All right. Awesome. Let me just input the service address real quick.
All
And so, of course, it is going to be under Stephanie's, correct?
Yes.
All right, whenever you're ready for the social, I am able to take it now. I only need it once.
Whole thing or last four?
Whole thing.
Okay, so it's 265-81-2539.
Thank you, and that's submitted now. Perfect. All right, so no deposit required.
Yay.
And did you want to enroll in auto pay and paperless billing? What that is that I'm sure you've seen the flyers where it's a $69.99 for the 1 gig. By signing up for the auto pay and paperless billing through your checking account, that's how we go ahead and provide you that $10 deposit.
Let's do that for sure.
Okay. Yeah, because it's a... Why can't I think of the word today? It's Friday. we give you the $10 discount for the auto pay with the checking account and then paperless billing.
Perfect.
Okay. And then do you happen to have your routing and account number on hand?
Okay, you just did say that, didn't you? All right, how about she's in a work call, I guess. Can we just go through the process and can I give you that afterwards? If not, we'll just deal with the $10 a month.
Okay, I mean, if you have access to the mobile banking app on your phone, you can definitely view that as well.
No, I mean, it's her account on her phone. I don't.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
I have an Amex we can give you as a. You can auto charge that.
Yeah. But so doing that would only give you a $5 discount.
I'll have to get that to you on.
No, that's fine. So we can skip that for now.
Okay.
What we will do is, once we're done with everything, you should receive 2 emails, one of which will allow you to go ahead and log into your online portal. You'll be able to update that there.
Okay. Yeah.
As well. Or you can just give us a call back. All right. And then, so is there anything that we should be aware of on your property other than if anything is buried, it is marked?
Not that I'm aware of. If you find something, let me know. It's not big. I mean, we have a dog. We're not even there just yet. So I don't think there'll be any. There will be, I mean, even if we're not in the apartment, it'll be a house by whenever the install date is, someone will be there.
Okay. Yeah, we do require someone to be there for the install appointment. However, for the drop cable, which I'll go over those disclosures in a little bit, we actually have somebody that comes up to the property where you don't have to be home just to lay down the temporary drop cable and possibly bury it if it's buryable.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, like I say, we're just waiting for some of the like little small construction things to be done. The guy that's doing them is living in the house at this moment, so someone's always going to be there.
Okay. All right, so I just put down that someone will be there, be present at all times.
Sure.
Is there anything, any questions that you might have for the tech?
None that I can think of right now. I mean, it's just, I've had Fios in Brooklyn. I'm sure it's the same kind of deal, right? Same box, same sort of setup.
Yes, so we provide fiber optic cables. It's not going to be a coaxial.
Yeah, right now I don't have any questions.
Okay. And then how did you hear about us at Archtop Fiber?
That's a good question. I think I came upon you guys looking to see who wasn't Spectrum up there.
I mean, I don't blame you there.
I was looking online for who does what up there a few months ago.
Okay. Perfect. And when, what day would you like, are we looking in like the next week, or are we looking within 2 weeks?
I mean, as soon as you guys can do it, it's fine with us.
Okay.
We don't, I mean, we were supposed to be in there like 3 weeks ago.
Oh, no.
It will definitely be this week, but, you know, whether we are there or not, you know, like I say, someone will be at the house. And
okay, to make sure that
starting a little early is not going to hurt us.
Okay, perfect. All right. So awesome. I just have a couple more things for you, and then we'll go ahead and get you scheduled, and then you'll be getting back to your day. Now, at the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. What may happen is that they may install the drop cable, which is the cable that connects to your home to our fiber network at the street prior to the day of your installation, which is the part that you do not need to be home for. If required, a temporary drop cable may be laid on the ground. We will then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 business days of placement.
That's fine. And I mean, the cables will be running, what, they run along the street?
So we have these little junction boxes at the street that allow us to connect directly from your home to those boxes.
Okay.
So yeah, they're underneath the street. What we do is we micro trench.
Okay. Yeah. All of that is fine as well.
Okay. And then the ONT, which is the modem and the gateway and any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber, is the property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you will receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to Archtop Fiber. And Archtop Fiber reserves the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame.
That all sounds very reasonable.
I appreciate it. And then for any questions that you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, you can always visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You're automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account using the email address that you provided to me today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
Yes.
Awesome. So we are looking at next Friday as our earliest available time.
That's fine. There was one, something I was trying to remember. What was it? One of the emails I got said something about waiving an install fee. I don't know if that was specific to an online thing or not, but is that applicable?
What do you mean?
I honestly do not remember very specifically, but it said something about it was one of the promo emails, and it said sign up now. And they'll waive a $100 installation fee.
No. So that's included. So right now we're not charging for any install fees. What you will get is you will get the bill for the $79.99 until you set up the auto pay. Once the auto pay and paperless billing is fully set up, you'll have that $10 discount, and that's valid for 2 years. There's no contracts. And we also don't have any taxes on top of that. So all of our fees, taxes, and equipment is all completely included in that $69.99.
Well, that's easy.
Yeah. So we like to be as transparent as possible. So I do apologize if I didn't elaborate a little bit on that.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
So what time, if you're good for Friday the 2nd, August 2nd, what time would you be available, or what time would you prefer?
Honestly, that would be you tell us, because like I say, I mean, we're either going to be there already, or we're going to be there by then, or, you know, someone's going to be there anyway, so.
Okay, because we have 8 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 p.m., or 3 p.m. available.
Let's do 10 a.m. just in case.
All right. All right, so it's been scheduled and you are all set.
All right, well, thank you very much for your help. And just look at I'll get an email and go from there, right?
Absolutely, yes. So you should receive two emails, one of which will be the confirmation of your order, and the other will be an invitation for you to sign into your Archtop Fiber account.
Perfect. All right, well, thank you very much.
Oh, you are very welcome. Did you have any other questions for me today?
That's it.
Well, I'm glad that we were able to go ahead and set up service for you, and we'll see you on August 2nd at 10 a.m.
All right. Thank you. Have a good weekend.
You as well. Thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber. I hope you have a wonderful weekend and good luck moving in.
Hi, thanks.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.